This is Nightline, and this is Walter O'Keefe, inviting you to listen in on the world. Tonight's first call, Hollywood. And here's People Are Funny with my good friend Art Linkletter.
What's the quickest way to borrow money? Pawn something?
Sure.
And wait till you hear what one wife is willing to pawn tonight on
People Are Funny.
Yes, from Hollywood, California, John Goodell's production of People Are Funny. And now here is America's top master of ceremonies, Art Linkletter. Arthur!
I have a very interesting letter that was written to People Are Funny here. It says, Dear Mr. Linkletter, my husband and I have worked out a sure-fire system for beating the horse races. Now, we need just one little thing in order to try our system out. I wonder what that little thing could be. Well, I won't read the rest of the letter because we've invited down to our studio audience tonight the people who wrote the letter, Mr. and Mrs. Everett Gearhart. Where are you folks, please? Oh, right here. Would you mind standing up, Mr. and Mrs. Gearhart? How do you do, sir? Hello, Mrs. Gearhart.
How do you?
Now, let's find out a little bit about you. What do you do, sir?
I'm a conductor.
Which train?
Southern Pacific.
And you are?
Housewife.
Which one of you has worked out the real system for beating the races?
Well, it's me.
What system do you use, Mrs. Gearhart?
Oh, it's a common system called the Kentucky system.
Kentucky system.
Mm-hmm.
How does it work?
Well, you take the morning odds and add it to the jockey's weight. And then you're supposed to take the three lowest numbers and place show bets. But I have worked out my own system. I take the highest number of the three low and play it instead. I don't play show bets.
You don't? Yeah.
No.
It's very interesting. I do almost the same thing, except I add my Social Security number. It works out beautifully. This system, any system for beating the horses, intrigues millions of people because millions of people have been trying to do it for millions of years. And I wonder if you really need about how much?
Oh, $1,000.
$1,000 would adequately finance this system for a week or two, huh? Well, actually, it's not our policy to back gambling with our own cash. It's not the principle, you understand. It's the money. This appears to be pretty good, though. I wonder if anybody in our audience would be willing to finance these people for $1,000. Oh, here's a man right here. Would you stand up, please, sir? You happen to be sitting right across from them. What's your name?
Herb K.
And what business are you in?
I'm a pawnbroker.
Well, isn't that a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen, that a pawnbroker would be sitting right here next to the Gearhart's? Well, you lend money on any reasonably worthwhile thing?
Yes, we do on anything.
Mm-hmm. What's the loan company, pawn company?
Kay's Loan Office.
Downtown Los Angeles?
Yes, it is, on Main Street.
Well, what have you loaned on, for instance, in the way of something unusual? Because this may turn out to be even more unusual.
Well, I think about the most unusual thing. A professor of archaeology brought in his mummy.
Oh, that's sweet. What about his old daddy? Where was he? How much did you loan him on his old mummy?
About $2,000.
Gosh. You will loan these people $1,000?
Yes, I will.
You will back their horse race system by letting them have, if they give you something to hawk?
Yes.
Do you have anything worth $1,000 to hawk?
Not this mummy.
Well, now, don't be too sure, Mrs. Gearhart. Let's look around. How long have you had this fella?
I've been married 26 years.
What do you think? Think he's worth...
Well, I think he certainly is.
Worth $1,000?
Yes.
Would you be willing to hawk your husband for $1,000 to try this?
I might, for a short time.
Well, it's very, very nice of you. Do you have the $1,000?
Yes, I do, right here.
All right. Here's a $1,000 bill, Mrs. Gearhart. Now, Mr. Gearhart, you have just been hawked. And you don't object to that? You have confidence in your wife?
Oh, how long am I going to be hard?
How long do you think it'll take you to get that $1,000 back and try out your system?
Oh, maybe a week.
Maybe a week. All right. Then you're going to go with Mr. K for a week. And you come back, give us the $1,000. What else?
Well, I would say that the charges for the interest and room and board would be about $100, making a a total of about $1,100.
Now, wait a minute. Room and board. Where will Mr. Gearhart stay?
Right in the window of my pawn shop.
You mean you're going to put him in there with the moose heads and the old trombones and everything else? Well, you got a receipt there?
Yes, I have. Here's your receipt, Mr.
Here's your
Gearhart.
Receipt. Now, here's what we're going to do. You have the $1,000. We have... You take Mr. Gearhart, and Mrs. Gearhart, you take your coat, and you go over and sit down over there now, and you sit with the man who owns you right over here. He belongs to him now. And Mrs. Gearhart, here's the deal we make. You come back next week, and we will double. People Are Funny will double any amount you win over the $1,000 up to $5,000. Okay?
Fine.
Well, you're on your own. Happy moose head, Mr. Gearhart. Hang around down there, and oh my gosh, if you lose all that money, you're in there for the season. In just 60 seconds from now, we'll hear people continue to prove that people are funny. But first, hear this.
Don't let irregularity make you feel dragged out, below par. Take X-Lax. X-Lax is the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. X-Lax is so gentle that many doctors recommend it for youngsters as well as adults. That's because X-Lax gives you the relief you want, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without discomfort. Just take pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax at bedtime. It will not disturb your sleep. And it's so effective that the next morning you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. Seldom, if ever, will you need X-Lax the next day. So, when you're bothered by irregularity and you need a laxative, do what most people do. Take X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity. Take X-Lax today. Feel better tomorrow. Introductory size, only 15 cents.
You know, one of the nice things about doing a show like this is the mail you get every week from all over the country. Oh, here's the mailman now. Well, hello, Pat. You have a letter for me?
I sure have.
Actually, after all these years in show business, I can tell who sent a letter just by smelling it. For instance, Jane. Marilyn. Trigger? Say, this one puzzles me, but I do know that it was written by a man. And I know for sure it was written by one of these three men back of this curtain. All right, open the curtain, boys, because we want to see these men. And it's going to be worth $1,000 in cash to our next contestant if she can tell which one of these three men wrote this love letter. Well, good evening, lovers. You all look so romantic tonight. But we're going to hear from you in a moment, as soon as we meet our contestants selected just before we went on the air. And we asked for somebody who knew about men in love, and this lady volunteered. Hello. Would you come right by me here? Now, you are Mrs.?
Bolger.
Mrs. Bolger. When you volunteered as being someone who knew about men and love, what qualifications did you have? What do you know?
Well, I've loved two very fine men. And I have six children.
Between them?
Yes.
You've been married twice and
yes.
Have six children.
Yes.
Well, look at these three men here, because if you can tell me which one of them wrote this love letter, why, I'm going to give you $1,000 in cash. Now, I'm not saying when it was written, because you'll notice these three men are of entirely different ages. One is 32, one is 41, and one is 73. So I'm not going to give you the date of the letter, but I'll just read the content. And then you study the man and tell me which one you think is capable of writing this real, genuine love letter. Because later you're going to meet the girl he wrote it to. Dearest Rosemary, by the time you read this letter, you and I will be betrothed. I've had the ring nearly a week. It's an amethyst and it reminds me of you, a lovely, precious gem. Darling, I'm going to write something now that I've told you often. I promise you that I'll be the best husband possible. What is not in the letter, I'll tell you on Thursday. Signed, your future husband. P.S. I believe in short engagements. Thanks for the book titled One World.
I wonder if the author will be elected president next month. All my love, always. Now, there might or there might not be a clue in that last P.S. Now, before you make your $1,000 choice, Mrs. Bolger, I'm going to very briefly interview these three men to give you a little assistance in deciding which one could have written this letter. The first gentleman, what's your age?
73.
And your business?
Retired auditor.
And ever been in love with any girl besides your wife?
Oh, my, yes.
Well, you were, huh? Before you were married.
Yeah.
How much did you pay for the engagement ring?
$50.
All right, just wondered. Uh-huh. He looks romantic, doesn't he? Uh-huh. Our second gentleman in the middle. How old are you, sir?
32.
And your business?
I'm a cement finisher.
Ever been in love with any girl besides your wife?
No, I'm afraid my wife was my first and only love.
First and only? How many love letters did you write before this girl nailed you?
Well, I wrote several letters while I was overseas, and I'm afraid every one of them was a love letter.
Now, our third guest. Your age, please?
41.
What's your business?
Well, a part-time letter carrier, and I also have a little gift and bookstore.
Mm-hmm. And ever been in love with any girl besides your wife?
Yes. I loved another girl very dearly, but her uncle wasn't very enthusiastic about it.
Oh. How did you learn the dangerous art of love letter writing?
Well, my future wife lived about 40 miles away from where I lived and worked, and there wasn't much other way to get in touch with her except by love letters.
Mm-hmm.
Phone was too expensive.
He's a man who really knows his way around, huh? Well, now that we've heard from all three, I'm going to give you three little signs. One says $1,000, the other says $500, and the other says consolation. I want you to place them in the order that you think the correct choice should be made. You put the $1,000 sign in front of the man you think wrote the love letter, the $500 in your second choice, and the consolation in front of your third. Now, in other words, you think our 73-year-old Romeo is the kind of a man who would write a romantic love letter like the one I read. Yes. He looks like he's ready to write another one right now.
I must be wrong, thank
you. I don't know. Now, let's see what you win, because we're going to have Rosemary, to whom the letter was written, come out, embrace the man who really wrote the letter, and bring the proof along that she got the letter. Give him a big kiss there, Rose. Well, sir, now we will reveal that our third gentleman, to whom you assigned second place, was not only a successful letter writer, but quite a husband and father. His children range from what age? Give us the ages. Four?
Four. Five. Eight. Nine. How old are you, Ann? 12. 15 and 16. And this young lady is a French foreign student who lives with our family. She's not our own daughter. She's our French daughter.
Raise your hand. The little French girl they've adopted and brought over here for a while. She is from Armentières. Mm-hmm. Mademoiselle from Armentières.
Oh.
Parlez-vous. All the boys from the First World War will remember that song. And your name, sir, again?
Dan Lucy and Dan Rose Lucy.
And all the Lucys. And so 40 miles away turned out to be close enough, didn't it? Our middle gentleman is?
Orwin Harvey.
And Orwin, you're married how long?
13 years.
And your name, sir?
Arthur Isles.
How long were you married, Arthur?
49 years before my wife died.
49 years. Well, Mrs. Boris, you have won $500. You missed on the first place winner, but you got the second one. And for all of these three men, we have a beautiful Lucien Picard wristwatch, the watch of romance. You can put their faces together and let them hold hands. Isn't that sweet? Goodbye and good night. We'll be back in a minute, 60 seconds, to prove to you, as always, that people are funny.
You can see how good it tastes now. Taste it.
Mogan David, wine, wine, wine.
Mogan David, wine, wine, wine.
Watch it, it breaks right off the wine.
Mogan David,
wine,
fine, wine. You can see how good it tastes now. Taste it.
Mogan David Wine.
With a glass of Mogan David Wine, pleasure begins even before you taste it. You can actually see how good Mogan David Wine tastes, but you'll never know the full meaning of pleasure until you discover the luscious Concord grape taste of Mogan David Wine. Get a decanter next time you shop. That's M-O-G-E-N-D-A-V-I-D. Mogan David Wine.
You can see how good it tastes now. Taste it. Mogan David Wine.
Specially sweetened natural wine produced and bottled by the Mogan David Wine Corporation, Chicago, Illinois.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring out now our Univac couple, back for their fourth and final week, trying now for $8,000 in cash, testing their observation powers and working together as a sweet and romantic team, Beverly Iverson and Cork Proctor. You two have gotten a lot better acquainted?
Very much better.
Seen something of each other in the meantime, which, of course, is the purpose of having the game, to sort of encourage the Univac selection to go on further and further. Anything happened this week? You go anyplace, do anything?
Yes, we went out to dinner. We went to the Cherry Cove up here in Cahuenga, had a steak dinner. And...
well, you could get started in a beautiful way on any kind of a project, including matrimony or separate trips around the world or anything tonight, because you are going for $8,000. $8,000 in cash. And as has been the case all the way along in your particular contest, it has been a baby observation test. What does a young couple see and remember about babies when they see them on the screen? And you have done so well. Watch everything that happens and don't overlook the slightest detail in the entire picture, because after the movie, I'll ask you 8 questions. And 7 out of 8 questions, and you get the $8,000. Okay, boys, roll the film, and we'll look at it right here. Turn right around now, watch. All right, lights. Well, that was a little film clip about a little girl who was on our stage a couple of months ago, and we just couldn't keep her from wandering all over the stage. You can only afford to miss 2 questions. You can miss one and still get the 8,000. Where did the little girl go first?
Well, she left you and she went over to the board where they had the numbers and the money posted.
That's right, and the clock. That's right for one. Where did she go after she left the blackboard?
To a lady and grandmother, I guess.
Great-grandmother.
No, it was just the grandmother. The
mother. Grandmother.
Evidently, it was the grandmother, the great-grandmother, the white-haired lady that was sitting on the end. She walked from there over to in the vicinity of the mother, the one on the last chair.
Nope, I'm sorry.
Really?
That's your one miss. She went right from the blackboard to the money on the scales. Can't miss another one now. This is worth $8,000. What color was the baby's shoes?
White.
White.
That's right. Did the baby have on a hair ribbon?
I couldn't discern. She had something in her hair. I wasn't sure whether it was a ribbon or not.
I'm pretty certain it was a little ribbon.
It was right. That's right. You have 3 out of 4. Did the baby have anything in her hand?
I don't think so, no.
That's right. She had nothing in her hands. 4 out of 5. How many times did she go up to her father?
What do you think? Total times in the whole film clip. I have to say 3, I guess.
I'd say 3, then 2. We'll go together on that.
Audience? None. She never went to him once. He was standing there the whole time. Let's go on and see how much more you'd have done. Do you know what the names were on the blackboard?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.
And do you know what the numbers were on the board?
Yes. 4,000, 2,000, 1,000, respectively.
So you got every one. Well, I'm sorry. However, think of the wonderful friendship that's entered your life.
Yes, yes.
Think of the $8,000. Now, wait a minute. You still win a half of what you won last week. So you share half. You would have had 4,000. You share half of that. In other words, you don't lose at all. You go to half of what. So that's $2,000. And after all, love's more important than money, isn't it?
That's right.
And in case you feel that way, here's another dime. Cork, you give us a ring if you end up giving her a ring. Huh?
That's fine. And Art, we'd like to thank you and all the people connected with People Are Funny for affording us the opportunity to be on. It's been most enjoyable. So much fun.
Well, we're glad that you met each other. You had the fun. I'm glad that you at least got 2,000 out of it.
Fine.
Good
thank
night.
You.
Goodbye. Do you think people are funny? If you're still not convinced, listen to what we'll do in just a moment.
Hi, this is Bert Park.
This is Dorothy Olsen.
This is Arnold Stang.
This is Richard Hayes.
And this is Skitch Henderson.
And we're all going back to college on Thursday, October 2nd, when Bandstand presents another radio spectacular.
And you know what we call it,
what?
Bertram? Campus Capers.
Campus Capers? Ah, now ain't that the sweetest thing you ever heard?
Skitch and the All-Stars will play lots of college music and we'll swing around the country hearing some of the campus bands and glee clubs.
And we'll find out from Mrs. Terry Brennan what it's like being the wife of the famous Notre Dame football coach.
From old Heidelberg College will come that fantastic member of the faculty, Professor Bertram von Park.
Yeah, and we'll also meet the oldest football water boy in the world and a real crazy coach named Arnold Stang.
Yeah, I'm the voice from the players' bench. Rah, rah, rah. Team, team, team. Fight, fight, fight. What a ridiculous dream.
Don't forget, Thursday, October 2nd, Bandstand's Campus Capers on your NBC station. Time to call it quits for tonight. Next week on People Are Funny, that great comedian Ben Blue. He'll make life very interesting for a young UNIVAC couple. See you then.
Good night, everybody.
This is NBC. Vicks VapoRub relieves cold symptoms faster, relieves longer than aspirin or any cold tablet. Vicks VapoRub. Thank you.